The test towers were built by the Spanish energy conglomerate Iberdrola Renewables, but Meadows End Timberlands Limited of New Hampshire, also known as MTL, is the driving force behind the project. The company is Wyndham's largest landowner. It also owns most of the Northeast Kingdom land where Sheffield Wind was built in 2011. MTL co-owner Jamie French said the firm is family-owned, environmentally concerned, and dedicated to preserving working forest land.
We, Meadows End Timberland, our family, were the ones who asked Iberdrola to investigate the options for wind on this property. We had had a success with the property up in Sheffield. It worked well. We're proud of it. I also want to state right up front that it's very important for everybody here to know that we are very much in charge of this process, and with the final decisions around it will be made by us.
French told the gathering it would take 2 or 3 years to collect the data necessary to make that call. Construction wouldn't start until 2019, assuming the project proves viable and receives state approval. Don Hammond is Iberdrola's regional engineer. He says the findings are mostly positive so far.
We think the wind is there. The average wind speeds look promising, but we found turbulence in the wind stream. And turbulence and wind turbines don't necessarily go well together.
Until more is understood about the site, Hammond said it isn't possible to say what size the turbines would be or exactly where they would be located.
We think that assuming that we can answer the questions as far as the turbulence and the character of the wind, depending on the size, it could be 15 turbines, it could be 30.
In 2008, after battling a wind proposal that didn't go forward, Wyndham amended its town plan to prohibit commercial wind within the town borders. Town officials were quick to oppose the current proposal. Organizers of this meeting said they hoped to spark a town-wide dialogue that considered all sides. One resident asked if Meadows End would try to build the project even if the town opposed it. Jamie French, the company co-owner, didn't have an immediate answer. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.